Welcome to the Charis Christian Center podcast.
In fact, I'm going to be sharing on freedom, so I'll go ahead and start my message. We love you. We appreciate you. Praise God. If you have any questions, see my daughter-in-law, Heather. We've got more information from Pastor Mark Cowart's church. They're standing with us. Pastor Steve Holt at the road, they're standing with us. Praise God, we're all fighting together. And guess what? You get the body of Christ together and we start winning battles. Amen. We start going places and taking territory. So, hallelujah. If you have your Bible, open to John chapter 8. We're going to begin in John chapter 8, verse 30. I'm sharing on freedom. Verse 30. As he spoke these words, many believed on him. Then Jesus said to those Jews who believed on him, if you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. They answered him and said, we are Abraham's seed, and we were never in bondage to any man. How do you say that you shall be made free? Jesus went on to say, verily, verily, I say unto you, whoever commits sin is the servant of sin. And the servant does not abide in the house forever, but the Son abides forever. And if the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. If the Son makes you free, you're going to be free. Now, when you look at this statement, this is actually a statement of liberty, of freedom. When Jesus opened his ministry, he opened it in Luke chapter 4, verse 18, by reading from Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1. And he said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he's anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He sent me to heal the brokenhearted. He sent me to liberate, to deliver the captives, to preach restoration of sight to those who are blind, and to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Now, when he said that, he said, I came to preach deliverance. Then he closed the book, and the eyes of all of those in the congregation were fixed on him. And Jesus said, today is this day, is this scripture fulfilled in your ears? What Jesus was actually saying, because Isaiah goes back to Leviticus 25, and if you study Leviticus chapter 25, you'll find out that the children of Israel celebrated Jubilee. And what Jesus was saying is, I am your Jubilee, and I came to bring to you freedom. Praise God. So what he was saying is, I am your Messiah, and I am declaring freedom. I am bringing freedom. Yes. And he was actually following up on that when he said this in Luke chapter 8, saying, if the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free. Yes. Indeed. Thank God Jesus came to set us free. I believe one reason that Americans love freedom, I believe that why we stand for freedom, is because our country was founded on Christian principles. Our country was founded on principles of freedom. And so I believe in freedom. Praise God. God believes in freedom. And he sent Jesus to make us free. He sent Jesus to liberate us, spirit, soul, and body. God wants you to be free, point number one, in your spirit. Now, when I say that God wants you to be free in your spirit, what's that talking about? Notice when they said, we are Abraham's seed in this John chapter 8, and we are never in bondage to anyone. Jesus said, whoever commits sin is a servant of sin. Now, they were good students of the law, and so by the law is the knowledge of sin. So they knew immediately. They knew immediately that they were in bondage because the law will show you your sin. The law will actually make your sin stronger. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 56 says, the law is the strength of sin. So, number one, Jesus revealed to them they were not free and they needed free, and he came to make them free. And the way that he made them free, made us free, is through his death and resurrection. In fact, Paul, preaching in Romans chapter 5, talks about that we were under the reign of sin and death before we came to know Christ. But since we believed on Christ, we came into a reign of grace and righteousness. So when you believe on Jesus, you are made righteous and you live in the reign of grace. Romans 5:17, part of it says this: those who have received the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one Jesus Christ. Actually, the old Amplified says, they will reign in life as kings. Praise God. Jesus wants you to reign in life. He wants you to have dominion. He wants you to be free. I like to say when I teach this, I am a king. I think like a king. I talk like a king. I look like a king. I act like a king. I am a king. And Barbara added to it, and I shop like a king's wife. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. We rule and reign with Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, when we begin to understand our authority and dominion, what Jesus said, when I'm saying God wants you to be free in your spirit, God wants you to be free from sin. And in Romans chapter 6, right after Romans chapter 5, when he said in Romans 4, we receive righteousness by faith. Right standing with God is only received one way, and that's by faith in Jesus. And then he said in Romans chapter 5, you've come from the reign of sin and death to the reign of grace and righteousness by faith in Jesus. Then he says, this is how you're to live, right, as free people. He says, shall we continue in sin, Romans 6, 1, that grace may abound? And his answer is, God forbid. How shall we who are, you know, dead to sin, how shall we live any longer therein? Praise God. So we've been set free from sin through the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. We're free from sin. You don't have to sin. Guess what? I sin all I want to. I just don't want to. Praise God. You know, I get drunk every time I want to get drunk. And I've never been drunk in my whole life. I get high on marijuana every time. And it's legal in Colorado, right? And I get high on marijuana every time I want to get high on marijuana. And I've never gotten high on marijuana. In fact, I can't even stand the smell of it. You know, I remember one time I was going to, you know, there's some people in Kit Carson, they wanted to get married, they wanted me to do the wedding, so I was going to counsel them at their house. And so I went to their house, and man, it was in the winter, and it was all shut up and closed up, and when I knocked on the door, I heard all this, you know, rumbling in the house, and man, I went in there, and it's like, oh my God, there's been a bad weed fire in here. And so, I mean, it stunk. It was terrible. It stinks. And so I went home. Yes, I got that counseling session over as quick as I could. And I went home and I got in my garage and I took all my clothes off down to my skinny body. And I went right in the shower and I jumped in the shower and got a bunch of shampoo and hang my clothes all out on the line in the backyard. Amen. To get the stink out of them. Glory to God. But I am free. I don't know why anybody wants to smoke dope and ruin their brain. Be, you know, and they say, well, it won't affect you. Listen. Now, when I went to school, I'm a child of the 60s, and I remember some people who smoked too much wacky weed. That's why they call it wacky weed. And it made them wacky. They could hardly read. See, a senior in high school, see, spot, run. See, spot, run fast. No, if you smoke too much dope, it's hard on your brain, okay? So I just tell you, I just, some things you need to be set free from, and that might be one of them. Hallelujah. Praise God. But anyway, praise God. You're free. Glory to God. And Jesus promoted freedom, and you can be free from sin. And so, you know what? I chase all the women I want to. I chase one curly-headed. Now, she's got her straight hair. Dr. Shirley asked me because she straightened it, but it's naturally. I chase one curly red-headed woman all around my house. Hallelujah. And I want to tell you, I am madly in love with my bride of 37 years, Barbara. Hallelujah. And I want to tell you, just for the information, this is biblical and this is scriptural, okay? There's some good things happening at the Purdue home. And if you're born again and if you're married, there ought to be some good things happening in your home. And you know what? If you get some of those good things happening, it'd save you lots of other problems. You just read the Bible. It tells you all about it. But a lot of people call themselves Christians and they don't live by anything that the Word of God says. Amen? Hallelujah. So I got a good marriage, I got a good wife, and God's been good to me. So I'm free. I'm free from sin. I'm dead to sin. How shall you? He says, for he that is dead is free from sin. You go to the biggest graveyard in this city, you find the worst alcoholic that's ever lived there. You dig him up. You put a bottle of the best liquor in his hand that money can buy. He's not going to drink one drop. Why? Because he is a cold, dead man. Right? You find the worst womanizer that ever lived in this city, in the biggest graveyard, and you go find the finest prostitute, and you pay the bill, and he's not getting involved. Why? Because he's a dead man. Say, I'm a dead man. See, Jesus said this, or Paul said this, actually. Paul said in Galatians 2:20, I have been crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. I'm crucified. Glory to God, I'm a dead man. I died to sin. Hallelujah. When did I die? When Jesus died 2,000 years ago. When did I experience it? When I believed it. See, he said, you're dead to sin. He says, you need to reckon yourself dead to sin. You need to count it done. You need to act like that's happened. And then he says this in Romans 6, verse 14. He says, for you're not under the, he says, sin shall not have dominion over you because you're not under the law, but under grace. Praise God. So we have dominion over sin. And if you really have a revelation of grace, it's not going to make you sin more. It's going to make you sin less because you'll find out in your spirit you are sinless. So you start living like who you really are. Amen. And the Bible actually says this in Romans 6, verse 23. It says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. So, four things to be free from sin. What's he say? You're dead to it. You're free from it. You have authority over it. And it'll kill you. So it's just stupid. So just stay out of sin. Amen. But just like sin will kill you, he says in the next chapter, Romans 7, just like sin will kill you, legalism will kill you. But God wants you to be free in the Spirit. Not only does God want you to be free in the spirit, God wants you to be free in your soul, in your mind, in your will, and in your emotions. Now, when we looked at that, notice what Jesus said in John 8, verse 30 again, to those who believed on him. He said, if you continue in my word, you will be my disciples indeed, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. You know, I had a pastor lead me to the Lord when I was 8 years old from the Fringe Church in Penrose, Colorado. When I was 15 years old, I led him on my front lawn in Lamar, Colorado in the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And it ruined him for the church he was in. Amen. But glory to God. But he told me this. He told, when I quoted this scripture, I quoted it in verse 32. If you continue in my word, you'll be my disciples indeed. And you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. It doesn't say set you free. It says it will make you free. And he told me that says it will make you free. That's powerful truth. Because there's a difference in being liberated, and there's a difference in somebody picking you up out of the darkness and putting you into the light. And this is what happened when you got born again spiritually. You changed addresses. Spiritually speaking, you are citizens of heaven on loan to the earth from God. You are seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. The Bible says that Jesus in Colossians 1:13 delivered you from the dominion, from the authority of darkness, and translated you into the kingdom of his dear son. You left the kingdom of darkness. You left the kingdom of lust. You left the kingdom of perversion. You left the kingdom, and you got translated into the kingdom of righteousness, into the kingdom of light, into the kingdom of freedom. Yes. So God wants you to be free, first of all, in your spirit. But not only does God want you to be free in your spirit, he wants you to be free in your soul, in your mind, your will, and your emotions. And the way that you get free in your mind, will, and emotion is by renewing your mind in the Word of God. That's why Romans chapter 12, verse 2 says, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. That's why Ephesians chapter 4, verse 22 to verse 24 says, put off the old man which is corrupt according to deceitfulness, lust. Be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Change the way you think about it, your mental attitude, your mental approach, and put on the new man which is after God in the likeness of God, created in righteousness and true holiness. True holiness is not something you put on the outside due to that. True holiness comes from the inward out. Your spirit is made holy when you believe, and if you renew your mind to it, you can't help but live differently. So you need to renew your mind in the Word of God. Now, as you renew your mind in the Word of God, guess what? God is all about freedom. God is all about freedom of choice. In fact, He told the children of Israel in Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 19, He said this, "I set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Choose life that you and your seed may live." You know, that's why you have to make the choice. God made a choice to save everyone in Christ Jesus. God is not willing that any would perish, but that all would come to repentance. God made a choice in Jesus to save everybody who would believe, but He still left it up to you. And God is not this sovereign God that's up in heaven just pulling strings and making a puppet out of you. God gives you the freedom of choice. Hallelujah. And so we can choose to believe the Word of God. We can choose, hallelujah, to have a sane mind. We can choose, amen, to walk in the good things of God. God is all about freedom, amen, and He gives us the power to choose. I set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Choose life. I'm telling you, it's better. It's your choice. Praise God, it's your choice. If you want to go to heaven, it's your choice. If you want to go to hell, do nothing. It's your choice. If you want to go to heaven, believe Jesus. Believe the Word of God. Praise God. If you want to be blessed, it's your choice. It's your choice. God's not up in heaven control. It's your choice. You can believe. You can be blessed. Hallelujah. It's your choice. He wants you to have freedom of thought. Let's turn to Romans chapter 8 and look really quickly in Romans chapter 8, verse 14. He says, "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God." The Spirit of God leads you into sonship. The Spirit of God leads you into being God's children. "For you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear." It's not legalism. God's not up in heaven mandating this. You have to do this. He's giving you a choice. "You've not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you've received the spirit of adoption." You want to do it. Why? Because you're God's kids. You know, I give because I want to. I love my wife because I want to. Hallelujah. I read my Bible because I want to. I love my neighbor because I want to. I don't commit adultery because I don't want to. I don't steal because I don't want to. Amen? I don't bear false witness. Sometimes I tell too much truth. I don't bear false witness because I don't want to. I worship God freely because I want to. Remember the Sabbath and keep it holy. Do not take the name of the Lord in vain. Right? I do those things because I either want to or I don't want. You know what? In other words, I'm doing it. It's my choice. God gives us the freedom choice. You haven't received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you've received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, "Daddy God." The Spirit Himself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. The Holy Spirit bears witness with your spirit that you are a child of God. If you're in this room today, you should have a witness of the Holy Spirit if you know God that you're saved. If you don't have that witness, come up here at the end of service and let somebody pray for you and receive Jesus. Amen? And just keep renewing your mind in the Word till you have a very strong witness that you know 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 that you are saved, that you have eternal life. We know that we have eternal life. That's what 1 John chapter 5 says. That is a knowledge that we have from the Spirit of God. Listen to what he goes on and says, "And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ." The Spirit of God leads us into sonship, leads us into freedom, leads us into just having the revelation that we're God's kids, and leads us into our divine rights and privileges as the children of God. He says, "If so be that we suffer with him," if we identify with his death, right? I'm crucified with Christ. We'll all be also be glorified together. If I be crucified with Christ, I'm crucified. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God. I am living the faith life in the flesh. So if I identify with Christ on the cross, I can identify with Christ in his resurrection. And he is living his life through me. But see, it's my choice. I choose to believe these things. I choose to walk in the blessing. I choose to walk in the freedom that he's given me. I choose to walk as a child, as a son or a daughter of God. I choose to walk in those things. Amen? Finally, not only does God want us free, God wants you free in your spirit, free from sin. He wants you free in your soul. He wants you thinking right. And thinking right is thinking according to the scriptures. If you continue in my word, you will be my disciples indeed, and you will know the truth. The truth of God's word is what frees people. You will know the truth of the promise of God, the truth of the word of God, and the truth will make you free. Listen, when you get a revelation of the truth, you just can't go there anymore. You just can't think like that. That's not where I'm going. That's not what I'm doing. This is who I am. I am born of God. I am a child of God. I am washed in the blood of Jesus. I am saved, sanctified, Holy Ghost filled, water baptized, got Jesus on my mind, and I got a new life. That's a song we sang in Jamaica. I got a new life. Come on. I got a new life. If anybody asks you, what's the matter with you, my friend? Tell them that you are saved, sanctified, Holy Ghost filled, water baptized, got Jesus on your mind, and you got a new life. I got a new, everybody sing it with me. Sing it with me to now. I got a new life. I got a new life. If anyone asks you, what's the matter with you, my friend? Tell them that you are saved, you're sanctified, Holy Ghost filled, water baptized, got Jesus on your mind, and you got a new life. Yeah. Hallelujah. Glory to God, I got a new life. I've been born of God. I'm a new creation in Christ. I'm the righteousness of God in Christ. I'm sanctified by the blood of Jesus. Amen. I'm blessed by the Most High God, the possessor of heaven and earth. Glory to God. But not only God wants you to be free in your spirit, he wants you to be free in your soul, but he also wants you to be free in your body. Yes. See, I love this scripture in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19. Paul says, what? Don't you know that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which you have of God, and you are not your own. You're bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Not only is my spirit the property of God, not only is my spirit bought by the blood of Jesus, my body has been bought by the blood of Jesus. My healing has been purchased by the blood of Jesus. The same blood that paid for my sins, paid for my healing. By his stripes, I was healed. When they took Jesus, they whipped him. They beat him with a Roman cat of nine tails to where he didn't even look like a man. And Jesus took that beating. He took that where they literally ripped the flesh off his body. He did that so you could be healed in your body. He took every infirmity. He took every disease. By his stripes, we're healed. Glory to God. His blood bought my healing. Glory to God. Thank God. I love that, you know, Isaiah looked forward to the cross. In Isaiah 53 and verse 4 and 5, he said, surely he took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, by his stripes, we are healed. Spirit. He was wounded for our transgressions and bruised for our iniquities. Soul, the chastisement of our peace was upon him. And body, with his stripes, we are healed. Isaiah looked forward to the cross 600 to 700 years before the cross and prophesied this is what's going to happen. Peter looked back on it in 1 Peter 2, verse 24, and said, who his own self bare our sin in his body that we, being dead to sin, should live under righteousness, by whose stripes you were already healed. It's already been paid for. It's already been done. And I thank God for divine healing. Yes. I thank God Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. You know what? We had a whole bunch of people came here and God gave me a word last service. I shared it and a whole bunch of people, they were here for the first time and they left healed. They were big old smile on their face. Hallelujah. That ain't the same as it was when I came in. You see, Jesus is the same, but you don't have to wait for a special word. You've got the word of Almighty God. You've got 1 Peter 2:24. You've got Isaiah 53, verse 4 and 5. You've got Psalm 103, verse 3. Who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases. You've got Psalm 107:20. He sent his word and healed them. You've got Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20. My son, attend to my word. Give ear to my sayings. Let them not depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life to all those that find them, and they are health. They are marpe. They are medicine. The word is medicine to your flesh. Start speaking the word of God. You've got Malachi chapter 4, verse 2. The son of righteousness will arise with healing in his wings. You've got Exodus chapter 15, verse 26. My God, he's the Lord. He's Jehovah Rapha. He is the Lord who healeth you. You've got 3 John 2. Beloved, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. You need to get your brain lined up with what God said about you and start seeing it working in your body and start seeing it working in your business. Yes, Pastor. Yes, Pastor Lawson is one of those health and wealth preachers. And it's working in my life. Amen. You know what my grandma told me? My grandma said, don't go in the ministry, because if you go in the ministry, you're going to be a poor person. Well, I broke that model. Because you know what? When I went in the ministry, I did not take a vow of poverty. Yeah. By the way, you're in a rich church with a rich preacher. And it'll work for anybody that believes it. If you believe it, you can receive it. It'll work for everybody. This word works for everybody. Who will? It's for whosoever will. People say, I don't come to that church because that preacher preaches prosperity. Well, you just stay poor, you old dumb thing. Just stay poor. God don't want you to be poor. He wants you to be blessed. He wants you to be blessed coming in, blessed going out, blessed in the city, blessed in the field. That's my Bible. That's my covenant. I'm the head. I'm not the tail. I'm above and not beneath. Hallelujah. He opened up the windows of heaven and poured out a blessing so big I don't even have room enough to receive it. I got to take it and share it and give it away to somebody. See, I believe not only does God want us free, spiritually, emotionally, in our mind, our will, and our emotions, thank God. But God wants us free in our body. He wants us to be healed. He wants us to have free choice. He wants us to have a free economy. I believe in a free economy. You know, as a kid, a few years ago, I wasn't quite a kid then. I went to Russia preaching in 1994. And when I went to Russia preaching in 19, you can be seated. It's okay. I'll probably get excited again before church is over. They said, what do you do? I said, well, I preach and I have cows and I have business and I've got investments. And oh no, you can't be like that. You just have to have one job and be focused on that. Listen, that is communism.
Yeah.
That is not capitalism. That is not God's way. Hallelujah, that's not God's thinking. Praise God. I believe in the blessing. I'm blessed coming in, blessed going out, blessed in the city, blessed in the field. I'm blessing my children. I'm blessing my cows. I'm blessing my church. I'm blessing my fields. Hallelujah. Everything I set my hand to prospers. That's the covenant of, that's the Bible I read. You reading that same Bible that I read?
Yes.
See, people, that don't, a lot of people never read the thing.
That's right.
About time that you start reading it instead of criticizing people that preach it. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You ought to be blessed physically. You ought to be blessed financially. Jesus not only shed his blood for your spirit so you'd be free from sin. He shed his blood for your physical healing, and he shed his blood for your prosperity. Get this. Listen to this scripture, 2 Corinthians 8, 9. I want you to look at it a different way. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, even though he was rich in heaven. Yet for our sakes, he became poor on earth. Hebrews 2 said he did not take on him the nature of angels. He took on him the seed of Abraham, and he became flesh and blood. It's not an angelic covenant. It's a covenant between God and man. One mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time. He became a man. For you know the grace of Jesus, that even though he was rich, he had everything heaven had to offer, he for our sakes became poor. He identified with humanity that we, through his poverty, might be rich. That word bothers you. The blessing of the Lord makes rich. And has no sorrow with. In other words, not your toil, it's not your labor, not all things you do. It's what God Almighty did. Glory to God. That's the covenant of God that we have. See, God wants us to be, he wants us to be free, spirit, soul, and body. He wants us to be free from sin. He wants us to be free in our mind. Make good decisions. It's your choice. Praise God. He wants us to be free in our mind. And he wants us to be free in our body, free physically and free financially. Yes. Kenneth E. Hagin said, Craig Hagin, his grandson was here. I loved him. I guess he loved when I preached too. That's what they told me. But he was here. I said, I read a lot of your grandfather's books. Praise God, Kenneth E. Hagin. People criticized Kenneth E. Hagin too, made fun of him. I ain't making fun of him, I'm rejoicing with him. But Craig Hagin was here. I said, hey, I read a lot of your granddad's books. Hallelujah. Amen. In fact, I quoted him in my new book. I got a new book coming out. Provision, receiving supernatural, releasing supernatural increase in your life. Dr. Doug Weiss wrote one of the forewords. He said, since I came to Pastor Lawson's church, my income tripled. A lot of people doubled because they quit doing it out of debt. They started doing it because they believe it. Jesse DePlanet spoke me a word in it. Andrew Womack is working. He's working here. If you're new to this church, this building's completely paid for. Tax valuation, $22 million. We came here 20 years ago. We had no money, no people, almost no people. Mike and Mary Peterson back there in the back. They came, put an offering in of $1,000. I said, oh my God, I got it. Now God's gonna hold me accountable for this $1,000. That's how I think about money. They sowed a seed to plant a church of $1,000. Now God's gonna be, I was picking up pennies the other day, cleaning up this place. My wife says I don't stress out if it's $1,000 or more, just them dollar bills that bug me. You have to realize what my mentor said. One of my mentors, he's got an 8th grade education. He's having a hard time keeping his net worth under $10 million. That's awesome. He told me, Lawson, I want you to see how long you can go and not spend any money. He said, I want you to see how many days you can go and not spend 10 cents. My last church, they accused me. They said, you don't only get Lincoln's face off the front. You get the Lincoln Memorial off the back of the penny. Hallelujah. You want me to tell you something? Poor people have poor ways. But if you'll renew your mind in the Word, if you'll become a steward of what God gives you, you don't have to stay poor. Amen. You can walk in the blessing of God because you got a Bible full of promises that says you can. And if you'll believe it, you can receive it. It's working for me. It's working for all three of my kids. And you know, it'll work for everybody that believes it. And it doesn't matter what country you're from. It'll work in Mexico. I've been in Nepal, one of the poorest countries in the world. I've seen people blessed in Nepal. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I've met people from all around the world that are supernaturally blessed. We're blessed by the Most High God, the possessor of heaven and earth. We have a covenant with God. And you know what? If you'll believe the Bible, if you'll believe the Word of God, the promises of the Word of God are true. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Everybody grab your Bible. I'll take mine. I'm hard on my Bible. I write all over it. I wear it out, glue it back together. This is my Bible. I am who it says I am. I have what it says I have. And I can do what it says I can do. You see, the fact is God wants you to be free. He sent Jesus for you to be free and paid for your freedom. And the Holy Spirit gives you the power to walk in the freedom that God has for you. Amen. Freedom isn't the plan of man. Freedom is the plan of God. Amen. And we need to walk in the freedom God's given us. Praise God. I love you. I appreciate you. Amen. God bless you. Barbara's going to come and receive the offering.
Thank you for listening to the Charis Christian Center podcast. If you would like to receive prayer, product, or more information about the ministry, go to www.charischristiancenter.com or call us at 719-418-4000.